welcome back to the I'm Moving to Italy podcast. This is Nathan Heinrich, and I would like to welcome you back to Season 2, Episode 6. Well, my friends, I am checked in to my flight that leaves tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., which means I have to be at the airport around 4:30. So, yes, I will be flying to California to help my sister with her wedding. She's getting married in 2 weeks, and so because in a past life I was an event and production designer, I will be using those skills to try to help make her wedding fantastic. It's going to be at my parents' ranch, and it's going to be an outdoor wedding. I'm hoping and praying for good weather and no terrible fires. This is definitely fire season in California, so hopefully there will be no fires and we'll have a nice little breeze and it'll be beautiful weather and everything will come together beautifully. So I'm looking forward to spending some time with my family and helping my sister create a beautiful wedding. Because Alessandro has some personal family medical issues that he is helping out with at the moment, he is unfortunately not going to be traveling with me, but he, even though he would like to be able to be there, he is just, it doesn't seem like it's going to be happening this time. So I will certainly miss seeing him. I will be gone for almost 3 weeks, and so I will certainly miss being here. And I have several wonderful episodes already ready to go for you, pre-recorded episodes, just like I did the last time I was traveling. So I've got those ready. I'm looking forward to sharing those with you. And I would also like to take a quick moment to wish all of you a happy August 15th. And you might say, what is the big deal about August 15th? Well, it's a very big deal here in Italy. It's called Ferragosto. It is really sort of the height of the summer holidays, and many Italians take the entire month of August off. They close their businesses or they take time off of work. They go and enjoy time with their family, and they go to the beach or they're their vacation home or whatever, but they definitely celebrate. And so the 15th of August is sort of the high point of the month of August. And people today are out barbecuing and spending time on the beach or, you know, doing fireworks. Actually, Alessandro kind of explained it to me as being very similar to July 4th in the United States. Of course, not celebrating the same thing, but kind of celebrated in the same way. So anyway, that is what's happening today. So buon Ferragosto to all of you. Happy August 15th. Well, I have my green pass, my negative COVID test, and my boarding pass. I've chosen my seat on the flights, and I'm going to be flying tomorrow morning from 6 o'clock. I'm going to be leaving Venice Airport and flying to Amsterdam, and then I'll be changing planes there and flying on to San Francisco. So tomorrow will be a very busy day of traveling. My mom is picking me up. It's always fun when my mom picks me up from the airport. She loves to pick people up from the airport. She loves to pick me up from the airport. I love it when she picks me up. Doesn't always work out. Sometimes I get a rental car, but this time I'm excited to say that it worked out that she happened to have some appointments in the San Francisco area, and so she's just so excited. We're going to go out to her favorite Thai food restaurant that she loves to go to when she's in that area. And so anyway, I'm excited to see her tomorrow. I'm honestly sad to be leaving Italy, but I'm looking forward to seeing family, so it's bittersweet. There are definitely some interesting things about flying through the Netherlands. The Netherlands require you to have a negative COVID test. Not all airlines and not all countries that you fly through require that, but it's definitely required in the Netherlands. In Italy, you still have to pay for your COVID tests, and every time you get one, you have to pay around $200 American. So I had to go do that and get those papers printed out, because they want them to be printed, so you gotta do it, and then you gotta download those papers that they email you, and then print them out and take them with you to the airport so that they can be checked before you get on your flight and fly to the United States. It's definitely one extra step that we were all hoping once we were vaccinated, we wouldn't have to do. I'm concerned that all these extra steps that you have to do, even when you're vaccinated, you're basically doing the exact same thing as a non-vaccinated person. I'm afraid that it kind of disincentivizes those who are hesitant to get the vaccine. Like, what are my motivations for getting this vaccine if I still have to be tested every time I fly somewhere? So, I don't know. Once again, it just is what it is, and we are making the best of it. I'm just very grateful that I'm able to fly. I'm very grateful I'm able to get on a plane and fly, and I have all the documentation and paperwork and all the stuff that they're requiring. I'm glad I have all of that, and so I'm looking forward to a good trip. I will certainly let you all know how the trip was going there. When I return and I record my first episode back here in Italy, I'll let you know how the travel process was flying there and flying back, and what was required, and how everything was kind of working out in the airports and it was looking. Those of you who haven't traveled and gotten on an airplane for a long time, who are really excited to and looking forward to it, hopefully this information will help you as you make plans for the future. So something kind of interesting that happened this past week. I was here at home by myself. Alessandro was out running some errands, and I was here and I was doing some things. It was kind of in the morning, and I was working on the computer and making coffee and just sort of hanging out around the house. And all of a sudden, the electricity went out. And I thought, okay, maybe I tripped the breaker. So I went out to the front where there's the breaker box and opened it up. And sure enough, the breaker was flipped. So I had to flip it back and came back in the house and went on about my business. And a few minutes later, the electricity went off again. And I was like, that's strange. It's not terribly hot today, and it's still the morning. So it's not even the hottest part of the day. I wonder what's going on here. And so when Alessandro got back home, he's like, you know, why don't you have the air conditioner on? And I said, well, because the electricity went out twice. And in fact, I tried it a third time and it went out three times. And so I don't know what's going on. Maybe you can look at the box. It's saying something, but I can't really tell what it's saying. So he checked it out and he turned on something in the house and the electricity went out again. And he's like, that's weird. I don't know what's going on. So he called the property owner and said, hey, I don't know why the electricity doesn't seem to be working. And come to find out, there was a complete miscommunication. The owners of this property, their father had lived here and he passed away, and the electrical bill was under his name. And they called the electric company and said, hey, just let you know that this, you know, the owner has died, and we just want you to know that he is no longer there, and we don't need electric service. Well, somehow the electrical service didn't get turned off or something. I don't know. It was certainly an oversight. It wasn't anything done maliciously, or the people that own the property are absolutely the most lovely people. And so they felt really bad about it. But we were under the impression that everything was sort of included in the rental price. And then we just had to, pay for the 6 month or the year period that we paid for. Everything was included because that's what we had kind of talked about. Well, apparently the electrical is different than the gas and the water. And so that somehow got overlooked. So we had to go through the whole process, and it took about 3 days to switch over the electrical service into Alessandro's name. I wasn't able to put it in my name or into our joint names because I still don't have my Italian fiscal code, which is kind of the equivalent of a social security number. So I don't have that yet because I don't have that. I'm really not able to sign up for any utilities or very few things I'm able to do here in Italy because I don't have that fiscal code yet. So I'll be getting that next month. I'm really looking forward to having that because that's going to make a lot of things much easier. So fortunately, the electrical utility company, they were very understanding and very kind, and they said, okay, we'll restore the service. We'll make your first bill effective on this date. We'll restore full service, because they had done this thing where they had sort of ratcheted down kind of brought down the ability to use anything over like 15% of normal consumption. So we were kind of at a minimum 15% consumption use, which means you could only have like maybe one or two lights on at the same time, and the refrigerator and the freezer continued to work, but that was about it. So anyway, we got that resolved. We had to go one night without being able to turn on the air conditioner. And any of you who know what it's like to sleep in a warm house, we had to open the windows to let as much fresh air in as we could, but it was still pretty warm. It was like in the mid 80s at night here. And so it was pretty warm and a little on the humid side. So we were really grateful that that got resolved. And now we are back in business. So that was kind of an interesting experience that happened this week. One of the things I wanted to share with you was that I have mentioned in the past that I was going to be putting a section on my website for the items that I mention in the podcast, books or films or different products that I use here in Italy that make life kind of more convenient or a lot easier for someone that's moved here from another country. So I finally have that all dialed in and up and running on the website. It took me a little while to get all the links connected and all the buttons, and I'm not a web designer, but I finally was able to get it all ironed out. And so if you have never visited the website for the podcast, you should definitely check it out. The website is imovingtoitaly.com, and you just go to the home page, and right below the title of the podcast and a picture of me, you will see a little stainless steel and black Italian espresso maker. And right below that, it says, would you like to check out some of Nathan's favorite Italian things? And if so, just click here. And so you click on the little click here button, and it takes you to the page with all of my sort of favorite things. It's called Nathan's Favorite Things page. And you will see that there are multiple different things. I'll just go down the list. There's only about seven things, so I'll just kind of go down the list with you. So part of the reason why I wanted to put, you know, get all this all really, really dialed in and really nice and clean for you is because there's nothing worse than somebody saying, okay, well, here's something I recommend, but then you have to then go type it in. So what I did was I connected all these links. Supposedly Amazon gives me, I don't know, some sort of a bonus if any of you guys click on any of these links. I don't really understand exactly how it all works yet, because I've never done any sort of Amazon associate situation. I've never sold anything on Amazon or any of that. It's really not for that purpose though. It's really more for convenience sake, in case you guys wanted to download the books or watch one of the films that I mentioned. The first item is that wonderful book about Italian olive oil and the situation with Italian olive oil called Extra Virginity. I talked about one of the previous episodes by Tom Muller, and you can just click on the right side of that, or if you're looking on your phone, it would be just right below the photo of the book. You'll just have a little button that says Shop Now, and you can just go and you can just either download the audio version of the book. I happen to really love the audio version of the book because it's read by the author. And you could, I believe it's read by the author. Don't quote me on that. I think it is. But anyway, it's a really great book. And whether you get the hardcover or the, you know, paperback version or the audio version, it's amazing. Great book. Highly recommended. The next book there that I've never talked about before that I want to share with you is one of my absolute favorite books that I've ever read in my entire life. It's called The Olive Farm. It's by Carol Drinkwater. Carol Drinkwater, for those of you who have read James Herriot's books called All Creatures Great and Small, it's a wonderful series of books. Just recently, the BBC made a brand new series. It's based on those wonderful books that were written, like, I think maybe in the 1960s or 70s by James Herriot, who was a country vet in Yorkshire. And it is just absolutely a wonderful series of books. But the point I was trying to get at is back in the early 1980s or late 1970s, the original show based on those books came out. And the woman who plays the wife of James Herriot, the vet, the main character, the woman who plays his wife, Helen, her name is Carol Drinkwater. Bear with me here. I know I'm talking about a lot of different things, but I'm getting somewhere. I'm going to make a connection. For those of you who watched that original series, not the most recent one that just came out this past year, but the original All Creatures Great and Small series that was a British show, and then, you know, you can watch it on Amazon now. The woman who plays the wife of the country vet, Helen, she plays the character of Helen, Carol Drinkwater. She also was an actress, of course, but besides being an actress, she was also a writer, and she's written screenplays and novels, and she's incredible. In fact, one day I would love to be able to interview her. She wrote this book about moving to the south of France and buying an old dilapidated villa with her husband, who was a film producer. And the story of how they did that when she was just a little older than I am now. And it is one of the absolute best books you could possibly read if you are considering moving anywhere other than your home country. Those of you who are thinking about moving to Italy, I know this is a book about moving to France, but it is so similar. The cultures of southern France and Italy are very similar, and the weather is very similar, and what it takes to renovate a villa is, you know, so similar. And the best part is, if you are an audiobook person, Carol personally narrates this audiobook herself. And so anytime the author reads or narrates the audiobook version, that's always the version I like. I love, of course, the hardback version, but to hear the story and the words read with all of the emotion and inflection exactly as it was intended by the author is just an incredible experience. So if you can take the time to read The Olive Farm by Carol Drinkwater, I highly recommend that you read this book. It is one of the best books. If you're thinking about moving, maybe you're thinking about moving in the next 5 or 10 years, but you're just not quite ready to get there, but you want to sort of live vicariously through someone who's done it. This book, and there's a whole series of books. This is just the first one, and it's my favorite, but there's several books after. I think there's about 3 books in total about the story of her moving to this piece of property sort of on a hill overlooking the French Riviera, and they didn't have a lot of money, and it's all about the struggle and the hilarious at times and the difficult times and the times that felt hopeless, and all the ups and downs, and just, it's just a fabulous real life story. I just love real stories about real people, and this is an absolutely spectacular one. So right there is a link to go and to download that either on Audible, or download if you use a Kindle, or if you just want to order the book, you know, it's any way you do it, it's going to be great. But again, highly recommend the audio version. There's also a link to those wonderful paints that I ordered, the Van Gogh paints that I ordered from the Netherlands that I got and I've been using to paint. And so I put a link on those because I've had some of you asking. All of these links and all of these items really are on here because I've gotten many of you asking me, what was the name of this, or what was the name of that, or could you tell me what you're using, you know, for, you know, what kind of a VPN service are you using? I've had a lot of questions, and so really I'm putting these here because I've just had many of you asking, and just to try to make life a little easier for you. So anyway, check these items out. The next item down is, of course, that wonderful, you know, Bialetti mocha espresso maker that is in almost every home here in Italy. And it's one that we certainly use every single day here at our house in Italy. So there's a link to one of those. And one of my fantastic favorite design magazines, Cabana Magazine, has recently come out with a design book. And they're based in Milan. And they just have a very sumptuous, just wonderful take on Italian design. It's very rich and it's very Italian, and it's old but kind of done in a new way. And anyway, just an absolutely wonderful book. a wonderful magazine. It's a little pricey, but they also just came out with a brand new book, and it's called Casa Cabana. So, or Casa Cabana, if I was going to say it, you know, with the accent. So anyway, you can check that out. And then I mentioned a couple films. I mentioned a while back, I mentioned the film Pinocchio, and of course that wonderful film, Bella Vita, Life is Beautiful. But also, I don't think I've ever mentioned two other Italian films that I really love. My all-time favorite Italian film is a film called Malena, and it came out in the year 2000. I remember watching it when it first came out, and it's all in Italian. In fact, all of these films are in Italian, and they're subtitled in English. And first of all, if you're wanting to practice your Italian, it's wonderful. But this story about Malena takes place during the time of World War II with Mussolini and all of that. But it follows the life of a young boy. And I was fairly young when I watched this movie for the first time. I was entranced. I was carried away. It takes place in Sicily, and one of the most absolutely gorgeous Italian actresses, Monica Bellucci, stars in this film. And I don't know the name of the young boy. He was an unknown actor at the time. Now he's kind of a famous actor in Italy. He's grown up. But as a young boy, this was his first major film. And Monica Bellucci is stunning in it. It's just this incredible story that I'm not even going to try to explain to you. All I'm going to tell you is this. If you never watch another Italian film in your life, make sure that this is one of the films that you, or the film that you watch, Malena. I put a link. I think you can rent it on Amazon for like $2 or $3. Of course, that wonderful new Pinocchio that with Roberto Benigni, that Pinocchio film that just came out this past year, I linked that. When Alessandro and I first started spending time together in New York again, when we sort of reconnected, he introduced me to this hilarious and totally absurd Italian comedian who was just absolutely beloved here in Italy. He kind of became famous, I think, in the 1960s or 70s. His name is Fantozzi. And so he's just one of those absolutely slapstick, hilarious, absurd Italian humor. It's very, very, very Italian. It's hilarious. You don't need to really understand Italian to enjoy these films because it's all on the expressions. It's all in the movements, the actions, the absurdity. He has a wife who's a sweet, you know, sort of silly wife. And he's got a little daughter who's actually played by a male actor and it's this whole funny thing about how he's so ashamed to go out into public with this little ugly daughter of his. It's actually a really kind of comical little boy that's playing the part of this female, but that's part of the thing. He's got these big eyebrows and this sort of masculine face, but he's supposed to be a little girl. It's just one hilarious thing after another. So definitely watch Fantozzi. It's hilarious. And then if you've never watched Bella Vita, Life is Beautiful with Roberto Benigni, it's heartbreaking, but beautiful. One of the most beautiful and heartbreaking films you could watch. So make sure if you're going to watch that one for the first time, watch it with someone that you love, and watch it with a box of Kleenexes nearby, because you're probably going to need them if you're like me. And then the last thing that I have on this page of Nathan's favorite things before I go on here with the rest of the episode is, I think I've mentioned in the past that one of the things that has helped us transition to our life here in Italy, and one of the things that's really, really helped make life a lot easier for us in many different ways, is getting a VPN, a virtual private network service that we have on our phones and on our computers. Just to recap, what a VPN does, it does about three major things for those of you who are traveling to Italy or moving to Italy from another country. So I still have my cell service from the United States because I travel to the United States so much, and because we plan on spending several months a year in the United States, I wanted to keep my American phone number as well and be able to use it when I'm in the United States. And I also wanted to be able to still receive calls on that number while I was here in Italy. Now, if you don't get a VPN service, then only people, if you've got, like, let's say you've got an iPhone, you could do FaceTime audio or FaceTime video. If, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection, you can call your friends. But if anyone needs to call you for any reason, anytime they call you, it's going to be very expensive for you to talk to them. It's going to be, you know, 50 cents a minute or a dollar a minute, whatever it is. And so anyway, I found this wonderful sort of creative hack about how to use a VPN to receive what's called Wi-Fi calls. I can receive and I can make Wi-Fi phone calls. So you just turn your phone into airplane mode, connect it to Wi-Fi, connect it to the VPN service, so your phone literally thinks that it's in the United States, and that's the secret. Your phone thinks that it is in whatever city you tell it to be in. You could tell it to be in New York, you could tell it to be in San Francisco, you could tell it to be in Denver or wherever you live. You could tell it to that's where it is, and your phone believes that that's where it is. So then you're able to use your phone. And I have a really wonderful new phone service that I'm using. I'll share with you guys in the future. But right now, I just want to talk to you about the VPN service. So the other thing that the VPN service does is it allows us to use our streaming services, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu or Disney Plus, whatever you happen to have, any streaming services you have in the United States, those will not work in Italy. You have to sign up for a different account in Italy. But if you have a VPN connected to your phone, your computer, your smart TV, those devices will think that they're in the United States, and they will allow you to use those streaming services as if you're still in the United States or your home country, wherever that happens to be. If it's somewhere like Australia or Canada or Great Britain, where a huge majority of our listeners are from, then the same thing for you. When you travel to Italy or move to Italy, you have to sign up for a whole new service. The downside to that is you don't have access to all the same programs that you had when you were back in your home country. So to be able to continue using all of your streaming services while you're traveling is an incredible thing. So you can get this VPN service. If you pay for the whole year, it's like $8 a month. It's very reasonable. It saves you a lot of money, and it sort of allows you to make free phone calls, use your streaming services, but it also does one other very, very important thing. It protects you anytime you are using a device in a public Wi-Fi, meaning if you're at a bar or you're at a coffee shop or you're just out anywhere in public at a train station where they offer free Wi-Fi, or at a, you know, even in an airport, they offer free Wi-Fi. Well, in those locations, you are very vulnerable. If you're using public Wi-Fi, you are vulnerable to identity. You are vulnerable to identity theft. So in order to avoid identity theft and to be able to have all these other benefits, a VPN, virtual private network, is the way to go. Now, we use one called ExpressVPN. And I reached out to that company and said, hey, I have a podcast. I have listeners that are interested in moving to this country. I'm using your service. I love your service and I'm using it. Is there any way you'd be interested in giving me a link that I could share with my listeners that would then allow them to have some sort of benefit for signing up with you? And they said, yes, you know what? We would. You have a lot of followers, you've got a lot of listeners, and it's a product that is perfect for that audience. We are going to create a very special deal for your listeners or whatever. So we're going to create a very special deal for you and your listeners. So what they did was they are offering 3 months for free and then 35% off when you pay for like the 1 year package, which I think comes out to be like $8 a month. Anyway, I'm telling you, this has been one of the single best things we have invested in when we came here to Italy. And I have to tell you, it has saved us money. And it also makes me feel much more secure when I'm out using public Wi-Fi, so I don't have to be worried about identity theft. There are lots of scammers in especially highly touristy parts of Italy and Europe. There are scammers that literally wait at these cafes for someone to come in and use the Wi-Fi, the public Wi-Fi that's an unsecured network. And as soon as they see you on there, they can hack into your computer and steal your credit card information and hack into your life and make, you know, make your life kind of a living nightmare. So in order to avoid that, A VPN makes your phone and your device, whether it's an iPad or a computer or a phone, it makes your wireless device invisible to them so they cannot see it. But your phone is also behaving as though it's in your home country. So it's just an incredible invention. And I never knew how important it would be until we got here and we started using it. And I have to tell you, it is one of the absolute best products. So anyway, at the bottom of the page here, you can see the link to ExpressVPN. You get some benefits for signing up using this link that I've got here. So anyway, any of you who are considering moving, it's a wonderful thing to have even before you move if you ever use public Wi-Fi. And it also sort of keeps all these big businesses, you know, Google and any of these big companies that like to track you and see what you're doing and where you're spending money and all this stuff. A VPN makes you invisible to them as well. So you are not being used to advertise to and be pestered with all of these different things. And I just don't like these big tech companies following my every move and having all this information on me. So anyway, a VPN is great. ExpressVPN, in my opinion, is the very best of the VPN services. So just wanted to share that with you guys. And anyway, so check out those items on the Nathan's Favorite Things page. Let me know what you guys think. I really would love to hear what you guys think about that book, The Olive Farm, and especially that film, Milena. I really want to know what you guys think. And so anyway, let me know. Send me a message and let me know if you guys happen to read those or watch that film. I'm very excited. And also the VPN service. If any of you sign up for that service, let me know. I'd be really curious to hear how it works for you. And if you're like, man, I don't know how to use this, send me a message. I'll tell you how I use it. And I'd be happy to walk you through it. And anyway, it's changed my life. And so here in Italy, so hopefully it'll be the same for you. So as I said, I'm going to be traveling for the next several weeks. And I have some really wonderful episodes in store for you. I'm looking forward to sharing those with you while I'm traveling. And I'm also really looking forward to being back here in Italy because we are very excited about some properties we've been looking at. I'm trying my best to keep myself calm and not be overly excited. We found a couple properties online that we were really excited about. We've kind of gone and looked at them in person, but we haven't been able to meet up with a real estate agent because the real estate agency is closed down for the month of August. They are gone. And it's so funny. It's so un-American. In America, I feel like if you called a real estate agent, you know, in the middle of the night, they would wake up, get their clothes on, and go meet you and show you a property if they could. But here, they definitely move at a much more relaxed pace, and they don't seem to be in a big hurry to sell properties. I mean, maybe the person selling the property is in a hurry, but the agents don't seem to be in a big hurry for some reason, which is kind of surprising. It's kind of refreshing. It's a tiny bit frustrating, though, when you want to see a piece of property that you really love and you think might be a good fit for you. So anyway, we found this property in a nearby village that is just surrounded by beautiful Prosecco vineyards and some of the wonderful hills wrapping around the Prosecco Valley here. And oh man, just a gorgeous piece of property. In fact, just this week, we went directly across the street from this property is a beautiful little restaurant. And so just because we're kind of trying to get a sense for that area, we decided let's go and walk around that little town again and go have dinner at that restaurant. So we went with Alessandro's aunt and uncle and had dinner this week at that little Italian restaurant. I have to tell you, I fell even more in love with it. So I'm really eager to get back here to Italy to walk through a couple pieces of property, but especially this one in particular. And hopefully, you know, we can figure out if that might be the place. We're excited. We're still trying to figure out which piece of property to buy first. There's an interesting thing about buying property here. When you are a first-time home and property buyer like I am under a kind of special thing where when you buy your first home, you pay less sales tax on that home when you purchase it. And you also don't pay any property taxes on that home as long as you own it and as long as it is maintained as your primary residence. So it really makes sense if you ever were going to buy two pieces of property in Italy, it's really smart to buy the most expensive piece of property first, because if you buy a less expensive piece of property after that, then you don't have to pay as much property taxes on that, and your sales taxes overall will be lower if you're, you know, paying sales tax when you buy the house on a less expensive property. So we're still trying to figure out, you know, where our main residence is going to be. Is it going to be in the south? Is it going to be up here in the north? Honestly, I got to tell you guys, I have fallen in love with the Prosecco Valley. I love it here. I love how close we are to the Venice Airport. I love how close we are to Switzerland, France, Austria. It's just Croatia. I mean, we're just so close to all these different countries. And we're, you know, so close to a train system that takes us all over Italy if we want to take the train. I just love how green it stays up here and how cool it stays. I love the fact that there's rain throughout the summer. And I've just kind of, yeah, I've become quite comfortable here. Of course, we'll have to see. We'll have to see, because, you know, this is a decision that we're going to make together. But we're going to be definitely searching for properties, and I'll be updating you about all of the property hunting that we do when I get back here in the first week of September. So I'm looking forward to that. And also, I'm really looking forward to starting my Italian language school when I get back. Supposedly, my Italian language courses, I'm not holding my breath, but from what we've been told, Italian language school starts on the 7th of September. And as of September 1st, in order to attend schools, the teachers and the students have to not only be vaccinated, but they have to have their green pass, or their basically vaccine passport. So fortunately, I've got that, so I'm all ready to go. I'm looking forward to that. But also, another thing that's going to be happening when I come back in September is I have an appointment for my citizenship, residency, and getting my fiscal code. So there's going to be a lot of really exciting things happening when I get back here the 1st of September. So I'm really looking forward to coming back and sharing those with you. I love sharing episodes that I pre-record with you as well, because I always find sort of interesting information that I find to be very helpful. In fact, the pre-recorded episodes sometimes tend to be even some of the most popular episodes that I share with you, because I'm sharing on sort of general topics about Italy. So it kind of adds a nice balance to the mix, I feel. So anyway, I'm looking forward certainly to being back and recording episodes live every week again with you all. So one more thing I wanted to share with you before I bring the episode to a close for the week. And that is, I've been having a little bit of trouble with Instagram. So those of you who follow along on Instagram and watch the weekly videos that I post that kind of show what my surrounding sounds were for the week, I wanted to let you know that some of the videos that I've been uploading that included scenes from the Olympics, they have been removed by Instagram, and I've uploaded them multiple times, and every time I upload them, they get removed. So if you were fortunate enough to see those videos before they got removed, great. If not, everything got taken down. Because I upload things in a grid system on Instagram, I have to upload 3 images with the video. So I have to upload 3 at a time. So this next week, I'm going to have to upload like a total of like 9, because I'm going to have to go back to the 2 previous episodes, re-upload all of those things with the newly edited videos, with hopefully product that they're not saying is owned, you know, by someone else that's got a copyright attached to it or something. So I'm going to try to do that. Hopefully they won't get removed this time. Unfortunately, I'm not able to share some of those wonderful images from the Olympics here with you. But anyway, I'll see what I can do and when I re-upload those. But I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. That's what's happening. Some of you have reached out, Nathan, you know, I tried watching your video this week. I couldn't find it. It's because Instagram took it down. So anyway, thanks for bearing with me. It's been kind of frustrating, but it's just the way it goes sometimes. I'm just trying to figure it out. So anyway, I will hopefully have everything all uploaded and back to normal by the middle part of this coming week. Keep your eyes out for those. Okay, so that brings us to the end of our episode for the week, my friends. So I wanted to share this week's Italian proverb with you. So this week's Italian proverb is one that is just sort of an encouraging one for, I just felt like sharing sort of a little word of encouragement. I found this proverb and I found it to be very encouraging personally. And so I wanted to share this particular one with you. So today's Italian proverb is Forza e coraggio che la vita è un passaggio. Forza e coraggio che la vita è un passaggio. And that means have strength and courage because life is a journey. And isn't that the truth? So as I'm getting ready to embark on a journey back to the United States and California, I just wanted to leave you with that word of encouragement. So be strong, have courage, because life really is a journey. Don't be so hard on yourself. And just because maybe things didn't go so great today or this week or this month or even this year, just have courage, be strong, and don't forget that it's a journey. It's a journey, and it's a journey to be enjoyed, all the ups and downs of that journey. That's something I have to remind myself of all the time when I start feeling anxious about things, or I start feeling like I'm in a rush, or things aren't going as fast as I want them to go, or I feel discouraged. It's always something good to remember. So anyway, I wanted to share that with you. So that brings us to our Don't You Love It When? Now, I noticed that when I was editing the last episode, I completely cut out the entire section by accident about the Don't You Love It When? So I realized I did that, and this time I'm going to make sure that I include this loaded full of ripe figs, and you pick a handful of ripe figs, taste them, and they are delicious. So this week's Don't You Love It When is, don't you love it when you're out for a walk, you walk past a beautiful fig tree that just happens to be loaded full of ripe figs, and you pick a handful of figs, you bite into them, and they are the most delicious and sweet and warm. That is one of the things that I experienced this week, and I just want to share it with you. I absolutely love a ripe fig, and I picked some this week, and so I just wanted to share that little Don't You Love It When with you. If you live in a place that figs don't grow, but you're planning to visit Italy or move to Italy, there is nothing more wonderful than your first experience of picking a ripe fig here in Italy and tasting it for the first time. It's spectacular. So something wonderful to look forward to in Italy, I can tell you. That brings us to our surrounding sounds for this week. So we have a few. One of the sounds that I have is the sound of me walking up and picking some figs. And it's not the most impactful sound, but there is a sound. The fig leaves have a sort of fuzzy texture. Sometimes people can be very irritated by touching a fig leaves. They can be sort of an allergen for some people, but the fuzziness of the fig leaves, I think you'll be able to hear that. And it's me pulling on the figs and pulling them off the branches. And so anyway, there is a sound related to that. It's very subtle. You're going to have to listen for it. So that's the first sound I have, is the sound of picking some ripe figs here while I was out on my walk. The other sound I have is the live music that was playing at the restaurant where we went to this little village in the heart of the Prosecco Valley here, and we're kind of scouting around in the town to see if it's a village that we'd be interested in living in. Of course, we walked up and they were playing live music, and so I have a little clip of some of that live music. And the other surrounding sound I have for you this week is a little clip of that wonderful film that I told you about, Malena. Some of the theme music and some of the main characters talking in Italian. So I just wanted to share that with you. I love it so much. I'm also going to share a little clip from that book, The Olive Farm by Carol Drinkwater. So I'm just going to share a little clip of each of those. And of course, Carol Drinkwater's book, The Olive Farm, is in English. So of course, you'll be able to hear her voice speaking in English. You'll be hear a little clip of that Italian film, Malena, and me picking the figs, and the sound of the live music at that restaurant that we visited this week. So enjoy those surrounding sounds, and I will be back afterwards to say goodbye.
Around an oval walnut table, large enough to accommodate 20 diners with ease. A magnum of Cristal champagne arrives on a silver platter. A message is sent from Madame via the butler to Monsieur, bidding him, in no uncertain terms, to get up and come downstairs instantly. There are papers to be signed. I resist my desire to protest. Business commences. I barely comprehend a phrase, and stare in blind panic as 6 pages of dense legal French are shoved across the table for my perusal. A copy of the binding documents I am about to put my name to. Some little while later, the door opens and a frail old man appears, trembling and pale. He is dressed in elegant sportswear with heavy, expensive jewellery on his delicate as parchment, mottled hands and wrists. He apologises profusely for his malady. We shake our heads sympathetically at a loss for words. He looks as though he might drop to the marble floor at any second. Madame commands the butler to pour Monsieur a flute of champagne. Monsieur declines. Madame insists. Le pauvre monsieur assents and toasts our good health and the prosperity of our future lives at Appassionata. You have much work to do in the garden, he says. Foolish to discuss the growth of the land, she reprimands him. Monsieur demurs, accepts Madame's fountain pen and signs his shaky, illegible autograph. Then it is my turn. I down the last mouthful from my crystal flute and with sticky hands and beating heart obediently scribble my initials and or name wherever Madame points her bejeweled, manicured fingers. I glance at Michel and smile weakly. I am praying to God he knows what he is doing because I don't, and he is handing over our envelopes.
I hope you enjoyed those sounds from Italy from this week. I am looking so much forward to being back here with you live and recording live episodes again in September. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of August. I hope you are having some wonderful vacations and August holidays. I look forward to hearing if you have had a chance to check out the website, some of those favorite things I talked to you about. I'd be very, very excited to get some of your feedback, to see what your thoughts were. Did you love some of the items? Were you able to go online and shop and find some of them? Let me know how those links work on the website. I really appreciate your feedback. It means so much to me. So thank you again so much for coming back here and joining me this Monday and spending this time with me. I look forward to being back here with you for a pre-recorded episode next week. So in the meantime, take care. God bless. Ciao, ciao, ciao.